Welcome to the Happiness Podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. In last week's podcast, we examined together how awareness is the cornerstone of helping us change our behavior. In this week's podcast, we're going to look at how awareness is the cornerstone of who we are. But Dr. Puff, how could awareness be the cornerstone of who we are? I mean, after all, we have our families, we have our experiences, we have our schoolings, we have our memories. Don't all these memories, experiences together create and make us and define us as to who we are? They definitely play a role in who we think we are right now. But the key component there is who we think we are. But who we think we are is actually in constant flux and changes all the time. For a moment, let's all close our eyes together and let's remember who we were 4 days, 3 hours, and 10 minutes ago. Can any of us remember? Clearly, our memories aren't exact. They change, they transform, we forget things, we have new memories that replace old ones, we talk to someone else, they see it very differently than we do, and then we change it. We change our memories. Our memories of who we are changes. Let's say, for example, when we were in elementary school, we were very shy and hesitant to make new friends. Then we got into high school, got into drama, became more actively involved with other people, and enjoyed interacting with other people. But if we then went off to university, we may take on a completely different persona, a different identity. We may now become the party animal, or we may become the academic scholar. There's different hats that we wear throughout our lives. When we go to family or high school reunions, yes, there's characteristics that are the same, but there are also many changes. We look differently, we're often interested in other things, we have new people connected with us, we may be married now, be a parent, and act very differently than when we did in high school, or how we did when we were youth. We change as we grow older. So, if we're changing, how could we possibly say we are that? Because we're not that later, and we weren't that before. Again, as an example, a teenager wants to be out late, be with their friends, doesn't care that the parents are upset and worried about them, and they just want to have a good time, and really don't think about the feelings of others or their own safety very much. But then when they become a parent, they're far more cautious, they're far more concerned, and now they take on the role of the concerned parent. It's almost like a metamorphosis. Once they were the wild, crazy teenager, and now they're the concerned, anxious parent. So who are we really? Which personality do we identify with, since it changes? And then when we reach retirement, again, we may become the recluse, we may become the alcoholic, we may become the person who loves to travel in a motorhome and explore the world. We may move into a monastery. There's so many different ways we change. We may become a grandparent, a great-grandparent. Which identity are we if we keep changing? We're really none of them. So who are we, Dr. Puff? Who are we? It's actually very simple, and our own experience can be the proof of it. So let's try this together. Let's think back to one of our earliest memories, perhaps when we started school, when we were at home on a birthday, one of those events that were big and that we remember today. I have a pretty good memory of my childhood, and one of my earliest memories, when I was about 2 or 3, is visiting my grandparents on their farm in Iowa, and there had been a huge snowstorm, and there were these massive snowdrifts that I would climb up to the top of and slide down. It was a blast. Now, when I think about that memory, I can see it just like I see my memories today. I can witness, I can be aware of my feelings without labeling them, without labeling myself, and they feel exactly the same way as I experience things today. Last Thanksgiving, my wife and I took our children to the Sequoias for a week holiday, And right when we got there, there was a huge snowstorm, and they had about 6 feet of new snow all over the grounds. And with my children, I went sledding down the hill, and again, it was a blast. And though, of course, I'm a very different person than I was at 2 or 3 years old, my witnessing, my awareness of what I'm experiencing in the snow today, or many, many years ago, is the same. I am aware of what's happening. I am awareness. So, who are we then? We too are awareness. We are aware of our experiences. When we're around 2 or 3, what happens is, though, we begin to label things. We say we like that, we don't like this. And between those two poles, we actually create our personality. We have likes and dislikes, we take on labels, and yes, they do change, as I argued before, but what doesn't change is our awareness of what's happening. We are aware. That's where we start. Maybe a better way of putting it that would help us understand it is we are. Right here, right now, we are. All our memories are in the now. All our future ideas are in the now. Everything is right now. And the only thing that is right now permanently, always has been, and always will be, is our awareness. We are beingness. When we take on labels, it's not really who we are, because they can change. They're transitory. But what does stay the same is our awareness. And if we reside there, what happens is we relax. We get happier, which this podcast is all about, how to be happy. Because when we don't have those labels, see, when we fear something, that causes us suffering. And even when we desire something, even if it's great and we have that desire met, it's going to pass. It's going to change. And that change, that fear of losing something, that longing for something, can cause us suffering. Plus, when we're in our head, remember, all the ideas of who we are in our head. They're concepts. They're mental concepts. They keep us from just enjoying life. We enjoy the snowdrifts of life a lot more when we just don't label them and we just play in the snow, whether we're 100 or whether we're 2. When we identify with our awareness instead of identifying with our labels, we have a much more childlike approach to life. It's new, it's fresh, it's exciting. When we label something, we kind of miss out on it. We don't see it anymore. But when we can keep our minds quiet, we can just be the awareness of what is without all those silly labels, life becomes a beautiful adventure. It can really be tremendous as long as we stop labeling things so much and just flow with life. Life becomes an absolutely wonderful adventure. And I want to conclude with one simple technique we can do to stay in the awareness, to stay in the witnessing state. Okay, whatever we're doing, when our minds start thinking, we're missing out on life. So when we do that, just get back to living. Experience what's before us, look around, check in with life, and let the thoughts become quieter and quieter. Let our egos just relax and say, you know, it's going to turn out okay. Let's just enjoy this journey of life and be in the present moment. And life goes a whole lot better then. Thank you for joining me on this week's Happiness Podcast. If you'd like to learn more about the world of happiness, please go to www.happinesspodcast.org. That's happinesspodcast.org. If you'd like to contact me directly, my email address is drpuff@cox.net. Until next time, accept what is, love what is.